people and to be irresponsible people. Now that we listen to these songs of Zion and songs of Joab, let us reflect on what God has done for us and to us and through us, and be sincere as we worship Him in fullness. We feel real good tonight, but in all of our ways we're called to acknowledge God in all of our ways. When we think about slavery, not too long ago, we speak about the railway on the ground. Well, the church was our railway station. It's where we landed. The church is the Lord's house. The church is our power station. In times like this, we need a power that goes beyond just political and economic power. For as significant as that is, something still is vital and missing. I visit about 4 schools every week of my life. I speak to 3,000 to 5,000 of my children every day. And I ask them, number one, if you know someone in your age group who is dead because of drugs, stand. About 25% of them stand. If you know someone in your age group who is in jail because of drugs, stand. More than half of them stand. And sometimes I ask Reverend, what about the teachers? I ask them if you know someone in your age group, in your school, who takes drugs, stand. Almost all of them stand. And then I ask them if you know someone in your age group who has contemplated suicide, giving up their life. Never fewer than 60% of our children stand. They consider surrendering their lives. The times when their sun should be shining, it has been eclipsed. When their flowers should be blossoming, their flowers should wither. Something vital is missing in their lives. Tonight, across America, we have a challenge. Use the spirit that we feel tonight. Take us beyond this place. This generation must stop the importation of drugs in America. The morning had to come. He took the lions out.